In the most recent newsletter from the Historic Park City Alliance, it says an increase to the current footprint of the Park City Sunday Market would become an economic drain to the permanent merchants on Main Street. HPCEA board members are walking Main Street to get feedback regarding next year's Silly Market before negotiations for a contract for future markets gets underway. Market founder Kimberly Kuhn tells KPCW she agreed to a one-year contract last year for this summer's market, but is really hoping that now that the city, HPCA, and Silly Market officials have been meeting monthly, they can get to a multi-year deal.
We just wanted to see where everybody was at, and we're very conscious about the Main Street merchants and what the city, you know, wants. And it just takes a lot of time to all get on the same page. So we just kind of, you know, went for the one-year contract. All of us agreed, and we're just working out the details now.
Market organizers have asked to expand the market's footprint for next year, so the HPCA is now asking Main Street businesses how they feel about that. Not only does the HPCA not support expanding the market, members would also like to see the hours cut. Kuhn said she'd like more information about why such a request would be made.
We do want to be conscious and know where they're coming from. And what is making them say that? Like, where are the numbers and what merchants are suffering if they are? We do need to know that information to make our event better and Main Street better in general and for the merchants. And, you know, adapting to these changes that we're seeing in the last couple of years, you know, we just really need to work together and make it a better event for Main Street.
While the HPCA is supportive of the Park City Sunday Market, saying it draws both visitors and locals, members say the market, with its current footprint and no larger, is the best for the entire district. Any expansion of the market footprint, they say, would increase the number of vendors in direct competition with permanent merchants. Kuhn says market staff meets monthly with the city and HPCA to ensure that the market meets everyone's needs. Right now, she says that there are a lot of options on the table to discuss before formal contract negotiations begin for next year.
I know that, you know, we're working in these, you know, monthly sessions, and we'll see how it goes. You know, at the end of the season last year, the HPCA came out with a statement stating that they wanted to see the Silly Market once a month, 10 to 1. And so we kind of worked from there. So we're still working on that, plus the new things that are happening. So I feel very positive, and I know that the working group is very positive, and they're working great together.
The HPCA also thinks the market has diverted from its original purpose to provide a place for local handmade items. The Alliance is asking for further restrictions that would allow only vintage or handmade items and locally farmed and produced food goods. Kuhn responds that the Alliance walks the street each week to check out the vendors to ensure that they're offering what has been decided on. And the market's original intentions, she says, are still the same.
We have musicians that are paid, performers. Our sustainable issue awareness is huge. We've got nonprofit awareness, free kids' activities. You know, everything has gone deeper into the programs, and we're just being a lot more cautious nowadays with product, picking out product.
That's Park City Sunday Market founder and CEO Kimberly Kuhn. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.